Tainus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2-3. The end of the previous Mishnah had said that we add 6 extra blessings to the Shmona Esrei on these 7 public fast days, these last 7. And our Mishnah says, Ve'eluhen, and these are those extra 6 brachos. Now, when we say brachos, best to think about what you've experienced on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, where you have a whole series of psukim, and the end of that, there is a chasima, a sealing of that blessing, which actually is structured as a blessing and a request. So the same thing here, we're going to have 6 added sections. Each section will consist of some verses, psukim, at the end of which we will have a chasima, the closing blessing, which will include a request. And here in Mishnah Gimel, we'll discuss the content of those 6 sections, excluding the chasimos, not the actual blessing at the end. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we'll talk about the chasima, the blessing and request that concludes each of the 6 sections. So here the Mishnah says, what are Ve'eluhen and what are those 6 added sections? So the first is Zichronos, exactly as you have it in Rosh Hashanah, those 10 psukim we say in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So we'll add those in as part of the first section that's added, Vishofaros, and then the second added section of the 6 on the fast days will be the psukim that refer to the Shofaros, the blowing of the shofar, and Gilui Shechina, like we do exactly the same, cut and paste from Rosh Hashanah Musaf. Then the third of the 6 is we recite Tehillim Perk Kufchaf, 120. So that starts Shir HaMalos, El Hashem Betzaras Ali Karasi V'Aneni. Hashem, in my troubles, I called out to you and you answered me, etc. The whole Perek, that's the third. Then the fourth section is going to be Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121, which starts Shir Lamalos, Esai Einai El Harim Ma'ain Yavo Yezri. I turn my eyes to the mountains, and where will my salvation come from? To Hashem, of course, so that's the whole of Kuf Chaf Aleph. And then the fifth is Kuf Lamed, 130 of Tehillim, which starts Shir Hamalos, Mima Amakim Karasicha Hashem, from the depths I called out to Hashem. Again, from the depths, that pasuk was what we had before. We talked about Moridin going down before the Teva. And then the sixth and final one, according to the Tanakhama, is we say Kuf Beis, 102, which is Tfil Ani, the prayer for the poor person, Kiya Atof, when he wraps himself up in his talis, you know, in terms of his, you know, he's suffering pain and anguish and anxiety. B'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, and before Hashem he pours out his prayer. So that's that we would say the entire of Kuf Beis. And then at the end of each of those 6 sets of psukim, we'll have those brachos. Those brachos, the chasima, will be elaborated on in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. But here back in Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree regarding the first 2. Lo hayat tzarach lomar zichronos v'shofaros. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not to say in sections 1 and 2 of the 6, the ones the same that we say in Rosh Hashanah about zichronos and shofaros, those are taken out. Although the words of the Mishnah translate literally as lo hayat tzarach, like there's no need to say those. He's saying more definitively, no, you are not to say those. Those are the correct psukim to say. Ella, rather, what does Rabbi Yehuda say you add in place of those, the first 2? So replacing those 2, you have Omer Tachtein. In their place, you say one of them is the psukim in Malachim Aleph Perk Ches, chapter 8, from psukim from pasuk Lamed Zayin, which is quoted here in part, all the way to pasuk Mem. This is the pasuk of Shlomo Melech crying out to Hashem, praying that he receives their prayers and their tshuva and saves them from the drought. So the part of the pasuk that's quoted here says, Rav kiyeh ba'aretz, when there was a famine in the land, diber, he said, kiyeh, etc. But so those 5 psukim will be recited. And then the other one that's coming in place of the shofaros is going to be Yirmiyahu perek yud dalid, all the way up to from pasuk aleph, all the way to pasuk tes. And the part quoted here is Asher Haya Devar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei HaBetzoros. these are the words that came to Yirmiyahu regarding the matter of the drought. But again, Yirmiyahu prayed that the Jews should have their prayers received, and they should be saved. And we read those psukim, those nine psukim, but the pasuk tes. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And then after all that, says the Mishnah, this really an introduction to the next Mishnah, V'omer chosmehen. After each of these six inserted sections of psukim, then at the end of each one, you conclude with the chasima, with the sealing, with the bracha and request, as will be enumerated now in Mishnah Daled.